Starting Bezos Hashem, Baba Metzia, Daf, Mem Dalet, and we'll begin at the Mishnah, Mem Gimel, Amud Beis. The Mishnah, final Mishnah in Hamafkid, is talking about what happens if you have a Pekadon, and it's dealing with the Sugya of Shlichas Yad. So, HaChoshev L'Shleyach Ad Pekadon, if a person decides. Now, it sounds like decides, meaning he thinks about it. That's what we usually translate HaChoshev as, L'Shleyach Ad Pekadon. You're going to be chayiv. However, Rashi and Tosfos here both say that it means amar. That chayshev, and this is similar, Tosfos brings four rayas, that it's like pigle. When we talk about pigle, if a person thinks to that he's going to eat it, chutzlos mana, chutzlos mankaymai, call it pigle, that Tosfos brings four rayas from different places in Chas, that it's really an amira. Pigle is an amira, even though lo ye chashev, the pasuk says, a lashon of thinking, so too this would apply here. That he has to at least say, express the fact that he wants to take the pikadon, that is when you'd be chayiv b'shichas yad, says Beis Shammai. However, Beis Hillel Eimrim, ein chayiv ad sheishalech b'yad. No, it's not until you actually physically take it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, im lo yishalach yado im lachas reyehu. He took, he did not take. Okay, it's not about wanting to take or expressing the desire to take, but rather taking. Next in, hita es achavis, v'natol himen revias. So let's say he didn't pick up the barrel, but he tipped it over, and he took a revias of yayin out of it, vinish bira, and it broke at some later point, right? The point is he used it, now he was done using it, and Rashi makes it a point to say, la'achar zman, it broke at a later point, v'natol vinish bira, ena mishalma revias. So you're only going to pay for the revias you took because all you did was tip it over, okay, and spill out your revias. However, higbia v'natol himen revias, we'll have to see the difference in this case in the Gemara, that if he picks it up and he takes a revias from the barrel of wine, vinish bira, and it breaks, mishalim, the mekula. So if you pick it up, then you have to pay all. We'll see why. Zak de gemara, menahani mili. So again, how do we know that according to Beis Shammai, that if you just are hachoshev, and like we said, you express, it has to be an amira, you're expressing that you want to take the item, that you're going to be chayv, menahamili, the ton rabban, the pasuk says, al kol devar pesha, Beis Shammai oimrim, melamed shechayev al machshava. Okay, what is considered kol devar pesha? It's always that even on a machshava, you're going to be chayiv kemaisa. Okay, and like we said, machshava doesn't mean machshava, it means amira. But it's the point is, it's not an action, it's an expression of a desire. Ubeis Hillel Eimrim, Beis Hillel says, ein chayiv ad sheishlach b'yad, you're not going to be chayiv for shlichas yad until you actually take it. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, im lo yishalach yadam lachas reyehu, the pasuk specifically issues guidelines saying that you're chayiv if you take it. Amru lahen Beis Shammai l'Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai says, Beis Hillel, v'haloi kvar nemar al kol devar pesha. It says, al kol devar pesha. Amru lahen Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel responds to Beis Shammai, right? Beis Shammai has a pasuk, and Beis Hillel says back, al kol devar pesha, any which way you take it. Again, any which way you commit the transgression is a pesha. So I'll call devar. I mean, it could be on, it's I'll call devar. Even, you know, I'll call, it's being marba. Okay, so it's being marba any sort of way that you commit the transgression. Okay, so now, Amr lehen, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai v'haloi kvar nemar im lo yishalach yadam lachas reyehu. It already says, but the Torah also says, so you're saying a kol devar, but it says that what shlichas yad, when you actually are shalech yad. Im kein matam alomar a kol devar pesha, so what is the a kol devar pesha? Must be sheyachol ein li elohu, and the chiddush is telling us that shlichas yad, amar la'abdo yushluchay minayin, that you're going to be chayif, meaning, even though normally we say ein shliach l'dvar aveira, over here, if you send your eved, your shluchai minayin, amar la'avda the shluchai minayin, tamaloymer alkol devar pesha. Okay, that is what the alkol devar pesha is. Not only you, but even your shliach, that in this case is going to be ye shliach l'dvar avera. And that is what Beis Hillel says we use the pasuk for. Now, in this din of ye shliach l'dvar avera, the Sma says that it has to be one of three conditions. Either the guy was a shaygeg, meaning the shliach didn't know, or he's not a bar chiyuva, like Eved, or he doesn't have money to pay. Okay, they're going to have to go into that, why he over here, you specifically need that. The point is, we have a pasuk, essentially, according to the way Beis Hillel learns it, we have a pasuk telling us that in this case, even though normally we say, Ein Shleich Dvar Avera, we will say, Yei Shleich Dvar Avera. He tes achavis, he tips over the barrel to take a revias of wine. So the question is, he's only going to pay for the revias. Amar Rabba, lo yishanu ela nishbara. Now, this that we're saying, he's only chayiv for revius, that's if the barrel broke, right? Because it has nothing to do with him taking wine. He took a revius of wine, put the barrel back, and then it broke later. But let's say by him taking wine, then the wine turned. So mashalim is cool, you're going to pay. My time a giri di day hu dahanula, right? It's his arrows, meaning his efforts, right? You go into a barrel of wine. So now he went ahead and opened it up to the air, to the elements. And even though he only took a revius, but he caused, it's considered his arrows, his damage to the rest of it as well. So if he picks it up and he takes, so there we said he's going to be chayiv for everything. Amar Shmuel, lo natal natal mamish. So we're saying, when we say he takes, he doesn't even have to take. Elakivan shehigbia litol. He picked up the barrel to take, and he intended to take revius. Afal pisha lo natal. Even though he didn't actually take. So the Gemara says, oh, hold on one second. We know this one. Leima kasavar Shmuel shichas yad ein tzricha chisaran. Doesn't need chisaran, right? That just by picking it up, that will be machayev him. Amri loy. No, we don't have a raya to that case, but here's a case that Shani Hacha, that he's happy to have Hacha is kula basis lo revius. Meaning the way wine works is wine has better staying power when there's more wine in the bottle, right? In fact, if you were to uncork a bottle of wine and you leave it, you leave it. You don't have one of those suction things, right? And you leave it. The amount of time your wine will stay is determined by one of the factors is how much wine you have in the bottle. The more wine you have in the bottle, the longer the... So wine helps other wine stay fresh. So over here, since the rest of the wine, you intended to take a revius of wine, all the wine in that barrel is considered like a bussis, is helping as a support to whatever wine you're going to take. And therefore, when you pick it up, since you intend to take a revius of yayin, you're going to be chayiv kishihigbia. Okay, even when you pick it up, even if you don't take anything, you're still going to be chayiv, okay, because you picked it up, you intended, and all the wine, even though you only wanted a revius, all the wine is in support of that. But Ravashi has a shiloh over here. Higbia arniki, let's say you picked up a wallet, litol imena, dinner. So you picked up a wallet in order to take a dinner. You just wanted to take a dinner, mahu. So is it dafka by wine? Meaning, how serious are you about this buses thing? Mahu, chamrahu dimit. The wine that you are intending to take needs the rest of the wine in the barrel to help support it and keep it fresh. Okay, avol zuza mintar, or do we say a zuz, right? It doesn't need its other friends, its other zuzim friends to keep it, right? It's freestanding, it'll be just fine on its own. Or is there a raya when it comes to arniki? Oy dilma, shani ni tirusa da arniki ni tirusa da dinner. In other words, maybe a dinner in a wallet is considered better guarded. Why? Because it's fatter, right? So it's like a whole cheftza now. It's not just a coin. So maybe in that regard, we could also say it's a buses. Meaning the rest of the coins are buses to it, and you should be chayiv on all of the coins in the wallet, even though you only intend to take one. So again, how far do we apply this din of the wine? And to that we say, teiku. The Gemara does not answer it. Hadron alach, hamafkid. Okay, so let's begin Perek Hazav. So, the Perek of Hazav begins with Hazav Kaines HaKesef. And HaKesef Ena Kaines Hazav. So, it's talking about transactions. Now, what that means is that you have a transaction. So, you have a person buying and a person selling, right? The buyer, the buyer is coming with money. The seller is coming with the item. In a transaction, we identify, and a standard transaction is you're buying something, what we call payres, right? So as soon as the buyer makes a kinyan on the payres, he takes the payres, he's now going to owe the money, okay? So the meicher, he does meshicha on the payres, that's the payres, and that's the terms of the contract of sale, is that he's now mechayev the money automatically, okay? The question is, when you're dealing with two things that can both be used as money, and you're doing it b'tayres mekach u'memkar, we'll get to on memhei on the base, what happens if you do b'tayres chalipin. But right now we're talking about buying and sale. Buying and selling. When you're buying and selling, the way that you acquire something, the kinyan that you use is meshicha. Okay, so the lekeach, the buyer, does meshicha on the item, then he becomes mechayev of the money. So when you're dealing with payres, against money, right? I'm paying you with money. I'm taking your payrus. So it's very simple. I do a mashicha on the payrus. That's going to be mechayev me, the money. I have to now pay you the money. On the flip side, according to her, if let's say I give you the money, that isn't b'chai of the sale, that's not the trigger on the sale, you don't have to give me the pears. Right? Again, we'll have to get into how far that's a machlekes hamarayim, why, meaning do we say really mois kindness midaraisa, and it's only the Rabbanan said that you have to do mashicha. But the way it stands is the terms of completing the sale is a mashicha on the pears is machai of the money. Okay, but a mashicha on the money, dahainu, if the meicher takes the money first, that doesn't commit the sale. It's not machai of the pears. Okay, so now, if you're dealing with, like we said, fruits and money, it's straightforward. But what happens if it's money and money? Okay, now, what happens if it's kesef and kesef? So then you both have to change hands. Why would you be changing kesef for kesef, right? But if, let's say you're talking about gold for kesef, right? I want to buy gold coins. Right? Why would I want gold coins? Because gold coins are a lot more expensive. So let's say I need to travel, right? And we'll see some examples like this. So I want to trade up my silver coins for gold coins so that I have less to carry on my way. So I'm buying gold, okay? Or I'm buying silver. The other way, I get to my destination, I now want to buy silver. So I'm buying gold or I'm buying silver. What in that situation is called the peiros and what is called the money? And that's what we're going to don. That's what our mission is donning on. So Hazav, says the Mishnah, Hazav kaina es hakesef, the Zav acquires the kesef, dahainu, the zav is the peiros. Because once the person makes the kinyan on the zav, that's going to be mechayev the money. I make a kinyan on the peiros, a mishicha, it's mechayev me to pay the money. I make a kinyan on the zav, that requires me to pay the money. So what here is the money? That's the kesef. The zav is considered the peiros, and the kesef is considered the money. Ha kesef ain't a kaines ha zav. Well, like we said, if we view, again, so translate, Zav is peiros, right, in this situation. And therefore, if I give the money, meaning if the meicher, if the seller takes the money, it's not going to be machayev him to give the gold. Because a meshicha on the money doesn't trigger the mechira and now say that the mechira has been completed. Ha-nechoshes kaines ha-kesef. Same thing when you look at nechoshes versus kesef. So I'm buying nechayshes. So once you make a meshicha on the nechayshes, then that's mechayev the kesef. Va'kesef ein kaines ha-nechayshes. Okay, again, money, because kesef, so kesef compared to zahav is considered money, is the coin. Kesef compared to nechayshes is the coin. Mois harayis, kaines is hayafis. So mois harayis, Rashi says it means pasul money. Tosfos means it means somewhat devalued, right? It's not totally pasul, but so Mois harayis is somewhat devalued money. Kainas is hayafais. So again, the yafais, that's the good coins, that's the money. The mois harayis is the peiros. Vayafais and a kainas is harayis. Asimain. Kaina es hamapea. So I'm asimain. Rashi holds that an asimain is a coin without a face, right? It's blank. It doesn't have a face. We've seen this before in Meister Sheni. The pasuk says, Vitzarta. Hakesef biyadcha, that it has to have, the kesef has to have a tzura. You can't be machal onto Meister Sheni. Again, we'll get into that as well. But it's blank. Tosfos brings down a shita Rabbeinu Tam that a simon actually does have a tzura, okay, but it means that it's not the preferred method. It's not generally accepted. You could figure out a way to use it, but it's not lechachil accepted. But either way, it's considered inferior. It's inferior money. So when a person is buying an asimon, using money, we consider the asimain the peiri, and the money to be the money, right? Asimain kaines hamatbeya, v'matbeya kaines asimain. Metaltalin kaines hamatbeya, right? So now we go back to our standard case, which is metaltalin, like peiris, is once the buyer makes a meshicha on the metaltalin, it's kaina matbeya, right? Now I just want to be clear. We keep on using a lashon of kaina. It's really mechayev, and the Gemara is going to say that on memheyam beis. It's really mechayev. It's not really kaina, because it's not making the kinyan. The kinyan is the meshicha on the peiros. Okay? That is the kinyan. It's the meshicha that makes the kinyan to be machayev the money. It doesn't affect, because if it meant kaina on the money, that means, let's put it this way, that means that as soon as I buy peiros from you, and I make a meshicha, a kinyan on the peiros, if it's kaina my money to you, then something happens to that money. It's already yours. Something happens to that money, I'm not responsible. So it's not actually kind of the money. It doesn't make it yours. It makes the buyer chayiv to pay the money. So the proper lashon is mechayiv, and like we said, the Gemara will see that. Metaltalin kind of samatbeya, matena kind of sam metaltalin. Now, kol metaltalin kind of zeh zeh, okay, which means metaltolin can be kind of each other. So like we said, now this really gets, and Rashi says, whether we're talking about chalipin or you assigned money, meaning if we have two metaltolins, so then it's different than where we said money, right? When I'm using metaltolin against money, I'm buying, so my meshicha on the metaltolin is mechayev the money. But if let's say we're trading two metaltolin, then my kinyan of meshicha on your metaltolin makes the metaltolin I'm giving to you automatically yours. So it's not mechayev. That actually makes the kinyan. And Rashi says either that works b'tarus chalipin, right? Which is, chalipin is a switch. Again, what's the difference between chalipin and a sale? One difference is that when in a sale, the kinyan meshicha on the item is mechayev the money. In a chalipin, the me being meshich one item completes the kinyan all the way that now you get the other item, okay? So that's the difference. Now, Rashi says whether it's bam b'tarus chalipin or whether you assigned a value to it and then traded, but either way, metaltolin koinin ze ez ze. The kinyan actually happens. Now, keitzad, mashach emenu pei, resulein asam la'asam ma'ay, so let's see, right? We spoke this out already, but let's say the buyer does a meshicha on the peiros and he doesn't give the money, eni achalach sorbay. So that, the sale is completed, and you can't go back on the sale. Once you did a meshicha on the peiros, you're chayev the money, period. The sale's completed. Nasan le'asam ma'ayis. However, if you give the money, le'mashach imenu peiros, yachol achzor. So the keach gives the meicher the money. He gives the meicher the money. That the mice doesn't complete the sale. And therefore, they can go back. They can go back on the terms of sale. Avo amru. However, even if you give the money, still, there's a famous din of Avol Amru, Misha Parah, you get a Misha Parah. Now, what exactly Misha Parah is the Gemara is going to get into? Is it a warning? Is it a klala? Okay, but what is the Misha Parah? Misha Parah, me anche dar hamabul midar haflago, hu asid li parah. The Kaddish Baruch Hu is going to pay you back. Misha eno emid b'diburai, lodz lomaisa, you came to terms, and you gave the money, and now you're backing out. So again, the sale, for whatever reason, either Mice is not kaina, or the Rabbanan said, you got to do Mashicha, the sale is not complete, and turns into a chi of mammon until you do a meshicha. Giving the money, you could still back out, but it's bad because you went back on your word, you still backed out. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Eimer, kol sha kesef b'yada yada al yayna. So Rabbi Shimon argues on the Tanna Kamma, whereas the Tanna Kamma holds, the Rabbanon hold, that once you give the money, the lekeach can go back. Right, that's what the Rabbanon say. The Rabbanon hold that even if the lekeach gives the money, it's only if the lekeach, the buyer, does meshicha on the peiros, is the sale at that point affected. But if the lekeach gives the money, he can still pull back. He gave the money. He didn't do meshicha, right? He is not in a great position over here, right? He's got nothing. Yet he can still pull back. Rav Shimon says no, that if the lekeach gave the money, it's up to the meicher. The meicher now has the ability to decide whether he's going to complete the sale or not, even though all he received was the money. Kol, says Rav Shimon, that kol sha kesef yada yada al yana. So he is yada al yana. Okay, so the Mishnah started saying that we're talking about kesef trading or purchasing kesef for zav, and we determined that zav is considered the peiros. So meshich on the zav will be mechayev the kesef, which is the money. Masni le Rav Shimon, masni le Rebbe. The Rav Shimon Berei, so Rebbe was teaching Rav Shimon his son. He said, Hazav koines hakesef. Zav is kind of kesef. Amar le, so his son said, like our Mishnah says, it's not Mishnah. Amar le, Rebbe, shanisa lanu bilal dusach. Hey, wait a second. I remember you taught when we were younger, right? It's Rav Shimon is telling his father, Rebbe, he called him Rebbe. No, I don't think he was calling his name. He's saying Rebbe, okay, but he was his Rebbe. A little confusing. Okay, Rabbi Shanisa Lach Bial Dusach, HaKesef Kaines HaZav. You told us that it's the other way around. V'tachser v'tishlan v'ziknaseich. Now, when you're in your old age, but you're switching the dinim. HaZav Kaines HaKesef. So, question is, what was the logic? Bial Dusay, my Savar, when he was young, why did he hold that gold was considered more money than silver, right? Gold is more money, it's considered money, than silver. It was a knuse my silver, but I do say silver, the havach, the chashin. It's about the chashivas. And since gold is chashiv, so that is havitiva. That's considered the coin. That's the money. Kaspa, the kesef, the loy chashiv, ave piri. Right? So we go based on chashivas. And what we say is, the thing that's more chashiv is money. The thing that's less chashiv is considered the peiros. Again, mishicha on the peiros. So what's more chashiv? Gold. Less with less chashev, silver. So meshicha on the silver will be mechayev the gold. The gold functions as money over here. Kaspa delay chashev avipiri. V'kani lepiri l'tiva. Bizeknusa savar. That it's not about chashivos, but rather Taspa de Charef. Charef means what is most widely acceptable or most widely used as money. So it's all about what is most prevalent. Obviously, gold is not going to be as widely prevalent to be used for money. It's much more expensive than silver. So the Charef have a tiba. Okay, so the question is, when we have two forms of things that could be used for money, in a transaction that's a mechira, we have to identify which one is the peiros, which one is the money. Bial dusach, Rebbe held that you know what determines money, it's the one that's more chashev, that would be the money. Bizaknusa, it's the one that's more prevalent, more common, more widely accepted. Dahainu, that would be silver. Okay, so he switched. Now, Amar Ravashi, Kialdusa Mistabra. Ravashi says that I can go into our Mishnah and see that Kialdusa is Mistabra. Now, so it makes more sense, like he said when he was young, which is that gold, it's about what's more chashiv, and therefore gold would be considered, the coins would be considered the money in this transaction. Why? Midatani, Anachesh is Kainesa Kasef. It says, Nechesh is Kaine Kasef. Okay, now, E Amrit. Now, that's Nechesh is copper. So copper, Peres is kind of the kesef, which is more chashev. So if you want to tell me that when you're transacting kesef together with gold, the kesef is going to be the peres. So we make sense. So it makes a lot of sense. Gold, silver, copper. Gold is considered the coin when you're transacting with silver because gold is more chashev. Silver is considered the coin when you're transacting with copper because silver is more chashev and it fits. That even though when compared to gold, silver is considered the peiros is less chashev, but by nechayshes, silver is more chashev. Ella iamrit kaspa legabi dahava tiba hava. But if you're going to tell me it's the other way around, that transacting gold and silver, silver is the coin. Hashto legabi dahava the chashev mine amrit tiba hava. If when you are matching gold up against silver, and gold is more chashev, and yet silver is the coin. Legabi nechayshes di yu chashev yu charef mi baya. Did I even need to tell me? So why does the Mishnah need to tell me if silver wins out against gold, which is more chashev, for sure, silver wins out as the preferred money of choice against the chayshev. So why do you need to tell me that? So the Gemara says, no riot. It's trich, sagadai techamina. I would have thought, hani priti, that when you talk about copper coins, ba'asra disagia, when copper, in other words, not every place accepted copper coins. Because copper coins, we'll see, had issues. They can get nisafshos, they can get moldy. Not every place. But in a place where they did, that became the preferred currency of choice. It was the copper. So in a way, it's more charif, right? It's going to be charif. Inu charifi, tfei mikaspa, ema tibahava. So I would say that transacting copper against silver, in a place where copper is accepted, that becomes the preferred currency of choice. And therefore, the copper should be considered the coin, and the silver should be considered the peiros. Kamash malon, kimin de ika duchta de loisagi bay. Since there are places, we have to look at it globally. We step out. Yes, in this place, copper is more prevalent. But in general, since not every place accepts copper, where copper is accepted, it is preferred. But since not every place accepts it, when we want to talk about a universally, what's considered universally, money, that would be kesef. And that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Therefore, d'leisagi be pei rehava. V'af, Rav Chiya suffered the hava, tiva hava. Rav Chiya holds like Rav Ashi, saying that gold is the coin, right? We're going to go based on what's the metric? It's what's more chashev. That makes the coin. Like Rebbe Bial Dusech, not like Rebbe Bizik Nusech, not like our Mishnah. Why? Dirav, where do we see this from? Dirav Izif Dinri Mi Barte Dirav Chia. Rav borrowed money from the daughter of Rav Chia, Lesaif, and then what happened? So he borrowed Dinri. Now, dinars are gold. Lesaif Yakar Dinri. And dinars, when gold went up, right, like now, gold what pricing went up. Also, come to Rav Chia. So he comes to Rav Chia. Zil shalom le tavlin v'tiklin. You got to pay according to the weight, like you borrowed. Okay, meaning, Iyamr bishlema dahava tivahava. So if you want to tell me gold is a coin, shapir. So then I understand why he's able to pay the same weight, even though the value went up. So if we consider it a coin, you could always, if I borrow $100, I pay back with $100. If we're dealing with gold and I borrow a gold dinner, I pay back with a gold dinner. That's only if it's a coin. But if we view the gold as a commodity And I borrowed, and when I borrowed, gold was at $2,000 an ounce, and now I'm coming to pay it back, and it's $2,500 an ounce, then I should, we can't charge, I can't be paying you back extra. That would be what we call sabasa. Eliyam et pira havavali sabasava aser. That's like a form of ribis drabanon sabasa, meaning I'm giving you the same item, it's just worth more now. That's why it's sabasa. Ribis is where I'm paying you extra, I'm actually giving you the same amount. So here, again, it would be a problem of sabasa. It's an item. When it comes to money, you wouldn't have this issue. So LMI, it must be that he holds, if he said you can pay back your loan in gold, must be gold is a coin. So the Gemara says, no raya. Really, it could be that gold is not a coin. Rav dinri havale. Rav had dinners. The kivan, the havale dinri, he had dinners at home. Nasa ka'emer lai halveni achi yavabini. Okay, meaning someone's coming to bring it from my house. And for right now, I need the dinner right now. I need to buy it right now. Someone's coming. They'll give it to you in a second. But the point is that there's no problem of sa v'sa here. Now, again, this is always going to be, or I add to emtza mafteach, meaning until I find the mafteach. So when I borrow, like this, ribis is payment for waiting. We're going to get to it in the next parish. We'll have it. It's payment for waiting. Over here, and the Rabbanon said, by sa v'sa, which isn't really ribis, right? Ribis, standard ribis is I'm giving you $100. I'm going to pay you back next week $110. That's ribis, right? Now, if I borrow a gold coin, or I borrow eggs and I pay you back, and the price of eggs has gone up, that's a sabasa issue, right? Meaning if the price has gone up, I'm now, it turns out. But sabasa is only going to be a problem when it's because of time, meaning I took the eggs today, I'm giving back the eggs tomorrow. Now it turns out I gave you more, even though I gave you the same amount of eggs, but the eggs were worth more, so I gave you more money, sabasa, it's an issur derabanan, because I'm paying you back later. It's, again, also like ribis, it's because of the fact that I'm paying you later and the price has gone up. But if we're trading right now, meaning if I have the coins in my house, so it's just a question of access, so then it's not payment for waiting. Those coins in my house belong to you. I'm giving them to you now. I'm borrowing it, and I'm going to get, when I get it, I'll give it to you, but it's yours now. So it's not really, the Rabbanon weren't geyser sabasa in this situation since you have it. So they can choose and say, yes, you're not getting your coin till later and the price will have changed, but because you have it, that's an exclusion, that's a waiver on this din derabanan of savasa. Okay, Amar Rava, haitana savar dahava tivahave. The following, again, so not, again, the Rava says, I can find the Tana, like Rebbe Biel Dusech, that gold went up against silver. Gold is considered the coin. Why? Tanya, I have a brisa that says pruta sha'amru. So we have to know what a pruta is. Where is this? In Kedushin, right? We want to know for Kedushin purposes, what is a pruta? Pruta sha'amru echad mishmeinu b'isseri talpi. So it's 1/8 of an isseri talpi. The ma'inafke, meaning the Kedusha isha. Isser, what's the value of an isser? That's echad me'esser ba'arba b'dinah shal kesef. So an isser, a pruto is 1/8 of an isser is 1/24 of a dinner kesef. L'may nafkemina, l'mekach u'memkar, right? Because mekach u'memkar, we see that silver would be used for standard mekach u'memkar. Dinner shel kesef, echad me esrim mechamisha b'dinner shel zav. So 24 isurim equal a dinner kesef, 25 dinner kesef equal a dinner zav. L'may nafkemina, why do you need to know what the valuation of a dinner zav is? Okay, for pidyon aben purposes, meaning that let's say the guy gives the kayin, the father gives the kayin a gold coin, so he has to give him 5 slime, so he would have to give 5 sela is in silver. A sela is 4 dinarim of silver. So the kayin would have to return, again, if a dinner zav is 25 silver slime, okay, he would have to give him back 25. He would have to give him back, he's only chayiv him 20, right? Because it's 5 times 4. That's what you have to give for pidyon aben. So the point is the kayin would owe change. That's why we have to know.
How is that applicable today, the monetary determination that we just went through?
Oh, no, it's just about coins. What coinage do you use? It's not applicable today. It's a question of what coin. In other words, these trade up, these were standard units of measure. So now, the point is, if the father of the ben pays with a gold coin, that he would have to give change to the kayin, right? Which tells us that the gold coin is a what? Has a fixed value. Fixed value equals coin. That's what a coin is, right? Commodity is something that goes up and down. So if we view gold as a commodity, right? So that would be pera. If it's a fixed coin, from the fact that, if you want to tell me gold is the coin, so I can understand how when we talk about something that's a big deal, like pinyon aben, we could fix it because it's a coin, so we could fix it. Eliam Ripira Hava, if you want to tell me that gold is a commodity, that it's not a coin, Mishayr Tanu Midi De Oiker Vizil, you're going to peg Pinyon Aben how much you have to give based on a commodity that changes? That can't be. Zimnin De Mahadr Le Kon of a Zimnin De Moisif La Ihu, right? In other words, it could be sometimes where the kohen has to give back more, or he has to pay more to the kohen. Elishma Mina. So it must be that Tana who's willing to fix Pinyon Aben to a standard gold coin must hold that gold is a coin, tiva, not a commodity. Gold is money. Okay, good. So we have another Tana here who held, like Rebbe, B'yaldusech, that gold has the status of a coin. Now, the Mishnah discussed, and we've been discussing silver versus gold, gold versus silver, silver versus copper. We never discussed copper versus gold, right? What about copper versus gold? So there's actually Machlokes Rishonim that bring down that the Rashba and the Ritva hold that Nechoshes is considered the coin because, again, that is the prevalent form of money, at least in some places. So it's about charifos. However, others say that the whole time where we can say that nechoshes would be considered money, or so when we talk about silver versus silver is a coin, keneged the copper, the only time we can talk about zav being a matbea, right? So the zav is matbea because it's chashev, okay? That is only, meaning silver versus gold, we could say that silver is chashev and charev, although not as chashev as gold, so silver could be the coin. But nechashes versus gold, nechashes isn't chashev at all, doesn't have chashivas, and therefore they would argue and say, that no, even nechashes against gold, that gold is going to be the coin, not the nechashes, right? We don't go charifi at all. We can only go charifi when it has a level of chashivas like silver. That's how. So, but Akubanim Itzam Achalikis Rishonim. So let's see the next part. Tanan Hasam. So the Mishnah says in Maaser Sheni. Mishnah says in Maaser Sheni. Mishnah says in Maaser Sheni that we know that you are paida your payrus a Maaser Sheni onto money, and then the money you would bring up to Yerushalayim. So Beishame Amrim Lo Yase Adam Solin Slayin Din Reizav, that you can't turn your silver coins, like yase, pay attention to those words, sloyan din rezav, you can't turn your silver coins into din rezav. Okay, so why would you be doing this? Because again, you want to go up to Yerushalayim. So now, I originally was machalel, think about it this way, I had my fruits, I was machalel onto silver, that was the prevalent coin, and I picked my fruits part at a time, and therefore, as I was picking them, and I was machalel Maaser Sheni onto silver coins, now it's time for me to go to Yerushalayim, I want to switch in my silver coins for gold coins. Easier for me to take them up. So Beishamai says, Lo yase adam silin din rezav. You can't turn your slain into din rezav, your silver into gold. Beisil matir. And Beisil says you are allowed to. Now, Rav Yechon Rav Shlakish, so how do we understand this machlekes? We're going to have a machlekes on Marayim. And just to let you know, today we'll discuss one version of this, but the Gemara is going to have three lashinas of what the machlekes, Beishamai, Beisil, what the machlekes, Rav Yechon Rav Shlakish, is in the machlekes, Beishamai, Beisil. Okay, so now, Rav Yechon Meshachas Chad Amar Machlekes Bisloin Al Dinarin. The whole Machlekes is: can you change your silver in for gold? Beishamai Savri Kaspativa. Silver Beishamai holds silver is considered the coin. Udahava Piri and gold, like the Tana of our Mishnah, that gold is considered the payrus. Vitiva Apeira Le Mechalina. The problem is that when you deal with Mechal Maaser Sheni. Now I just want to get a couple things out of the way. Maaser Sheni standard chil is from the fruits. That's the payrus onto coins, money. Okay, good. So that's number one. Number two is there's no havamina, meaning that silver, no matter what you hold about silver, the pasuk says vitzartakes biyadcha, that you can be paid to it onto silver. So there's no question that you can be paid to Maaser Sheni onto the fruits onto silver. Okay, now what we're saying is like this: that Beishamai holds that you cannot take your silver of Maaser Sheni and turn it into gold. Okay, because gold compared to silver is payrice. And maybe you can be mechalel your silver onto other silver, money onto money, but you cannot be mechalel money onto payrus, right? The order of chilul for Maaser Sheni is payrus to money, maybe money to money, money to money, money to money, right? You need to get change, you need to buy stuff when you get there at the store, you have to change it up, you change it down. But you can't change your money back into payrus. So that's a problem. Beis Hillel Savri, Kas Papira, Udahava Tiva. Beis Hillel holds that the silver is the peiros, and the gold is the tiva. So that's why Beis Hillel says you may do it, because silver, when compared to gold, silver is considered peiros. We're going based on Chashivos, like Rebbe B'al Dusa, right? That's what Beis Hillel would be holding. And therefore, you are able to trade silver coins at lower value, that's considered peiros, into gold coins. Upira tiva mechalim.
Convert it back to the peros in the process toward at the end anyway?
No. No, you take that money, you buy animals. Uh-huh. Most commonly in Yerushalayim. Avo peros al dinarin. Okay, but peros al dinarin. So here's the machlokes. Peros al dinarin. What about, can I be machal and maaser sheni, right? This is what we're trying to dot on. Can my peros, maaser sheni, onto gold. Onto silver, it's not a question. Even if you hold silver as peros, like Beis Hillel, that's not a question because the pasuk says you can onto silver. But the question is, what about gold? So my havel peiros al dinar and divrei akol mechalalinon. So everybody holds it to mechal. My time amiti dahava a kesef lebeis hillel. Meaning just like kesef, Beis Hillel holds what's kesef when compared to gold. Kesef has the status of peiros lebeis hillel. Afagav de kaspa legabe dahava pira hava. Yet legabe pira tiva hava. There's no question that you can be mechal your peiros onto silver, and silver according to Beis Hillel is pira. Okay, and you could do it anyways. So even if you hold Zav Nami LeBeis Shammai, so even if you hold that gold is considered Pira, just like Beis, and there's no question about that Beis Hillel holds, you can be Machal your Peiros onto silver, and then he holds that's Pira. So too in Beis Shammai, you can be Machal your Peiros onto gold, even though he holds gold is Pira. Okay, so that's one way. So the whole Machlekes is coins to coins, gold to silver, but peiros to coins, whether it's to silver coins or to gold coins, you can be machal your peiros maaser sheni on two coins. V'chad amar af peiros al dinarim machlekes, that is a machlekes as well, peiros on dinarim, meaning that it doesn't matter, meaning it's you cannot be machal your peiros onto peiros, and therefore af peiros al dinarim, even gold coins would be a machlekes as well, the same machlekes would apply. Now, the Gemara says, hold on 1 second. So if you're telling me that the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel extends not only to being Machal one coin on another, but the Peiros onto gold coins, Ademithlagi Bislain al Dinarin, if why make the Machlekes about silver coins being Machal onto gold coins? Liflig be Peiros al Dinarin. So make that the Machlekes, if the Machlekes applies to both. In other words, both, can I trade my silver in for gold? Beis Shammai, yes. Beis Hillel, no. Can I trade my peiros in for, can I be machal my peiros onto gold coins? Beis Shammai says no. Beis Hillel says yes. Just make that the machlekes. Why are you going to silver coins? Go to the root. So the Gemara says, Iiflik beperis al dinarin, because if we argued on peiros al dinarin, hava mina hani mila beperis al dinarin, that's where there's a machlekes. That's where Beis Hillel says you could be machal your peiros onto dinarim. Lamaisa, one's a peira. Lamaisa, the dinarim are a gold coin. Avo bislayin al dinarim, maybe silver coins to be machal onto gold coins. Moidele Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Did the havo lagabe kaspa pira hava? Okay, that maybe Beis Hillel will agree to Beis Shammai that gold, when up against silver, is considered peiros. V'loy mechal alinon, kamash melon. So I needed to list the extreme example. Where is the machlekes? The machlekes is specifically by gold coins, gold, silver, to gold coins, and really says this amount of numbers. We have a way to split. So we started the parak. We discussed, again, the idea that once you're meshech, you do a meshicha on the peiros, it's mechayev of the money. That completes the sale, you're mechayev of the money. Money, meshicha on the money doesn't complete the sale. We were just donning on what is the status of gold versus silver. We had, our Mishnah says that gold is considered the peiros, silver is considered the money. We have a machlokes, Rebbe said, B'al Dusek, one thing, whether or not, in other words, do we go based on chashivas to determine what's the coin, or do we go based on charivas to determine what's the coin? And we now brought in a machlokes, which we'll pick up on the next daf. We brought a machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, but machlokes Amoraim, how far is that machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Is that machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel when it comes to Maaser Sheni limited to trading gold and silver coins? Or is it even extend to can I be machal my peiros Maaser Sheni onto gold coins? Just one thing I want to mention is, in halacha, okay, so Tosfos says on, really, daf mem hei, he says, afilu gabi kasp mihu, He says, "Afilu gabe kaspa mikri tiva de shema ki aldusa mistabra." So Tosfos bavarns that maybe ki aldusa, that gold is considered more chashav, is considered the preferred coin. Umi Rabbein Chananel pirish dahachi amar Rav Haigain did the hava peres hava lechomili that no. And Tosfos says v'shema bimei amoraim that we see that in historical context, what is considered more of a coin could have changed. And sometimes it could be Rav Haigain's time kesef was more. Other times gold is more prevalent. However, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, like our Stam Mishnah, Kirebi Bi Ziknusai, that when you're looking at gold versus silver, silver is considered the standard coin, not gold.